Hey everybody, Craig here. Thank you so much for checking out Yes Have Some Podcast, and thank you for your unbelievable support over the last 5 years. People ask me all the time, what is the best way that I can help support YHS? The answer is Patreon. Patreon.com/yeshavesome. That's where you want to head, and you can become part of the YHS Patreon community, where $5 a month gets you exclusive access to our audio bonus episodes. We do 2 to 3 extra episodes of Yes Have Some a month, and it's a lot of fun. We can let loose, we can be free, and we can maybe say stuff that we normally wouldn't put out there in the main podcast feed. So right now, we're going to give you a few minutes of one of our recent YHS Patreon episodes. And if you like what you hear and you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/yeshavesome. Your support of Answer the Call was so...
was deep and blind, like, especially in the beginning, and deeply rooted with, like, how I was doing, and, like, my health and happiness, like, was tied deeply with Ghostbusters at that point, because I'd quit drinking and, like, started watching the movie, and, oh my God, is this fucking ghost heads?
No. It is.
But, yeah, I was, like, really invested in it. And having him call, like, in retrospect... I think part of it is what you were saying, Jake, where it's like he wanted goodwill from the community. I think there's a part of it that I think he's a good guy that likes the little guy. Like watching Freaks and Geeks, he likes the AV Club kids. And like I think there's part of him that was like thinking of calling onto a small podcast as something that he would enjoy or something that if he was a young podcast host, he would be. I think there was probably some good intentions there.
Sure.
So I want to say that. But that movie was what it was, and all the shit that went down around it. You're unlocking Richard Dreyfuss. It's unlocking all sorts of shit to talk about. But I don't fault him. I kind of liked it. When I think about Paul Feig, I like to think about him on an island somewhere, like.
In a suit,
dude, on the beach, drinking a drink, like outside of my
three umbrellas
world.
In the drink.
Yeah, like we're far removed from the world that he stepped into.
You know, he's
kind
making
of blindly.
He's making this Universal Monster movie. This is one of his next movies. He's making this.
What?
Yeah.
Is
Melissa McCarthy going to be?
Get him back on the show.
Is it like a comedy?
No. I don't know.
I think what. I sometimes feel bad for Paul Feig because he has been, you know, a part of a lot of very funny things that, you know, things we kind of grew up watching or have been into. And sometimes when you watch some of the interviews with him and you hear him talk about like his approach to Ghostbusters, it's just so widely different than anything that anybody wanted out of a Ghostbusters movie. And it's like he didn't know. It's almost like he didn't know that. Oh, but I don't even know how to put it. It's
like
just
an outsider,
you know,
coming in. Like
it was
like,
yeah,
like us joining a toy community.
It was such an outsider thing to do. It was almost like he was just like, oh, I want to do a Ghostbusters movie. What was it like, Craig? Was it you telling me that like, you were talking to somebody or something, but somebody was like, I'm not even sure Paul Feig has seen Ghostbusters 2 or something at one point. You were just like,
yeah, it was, I'm trying to think what
somebody that maybe was like working closer. I don't know. There was just something.
Yeah. It was something like that. Yeah.
But it's just, exactly. It seems like he just didn't quite know what he was getting into and he wanted to try something so different, but it was just so off of the mark.
You know,
it's almost
like
they were like,
really
offered. Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Well, but I've been doing.
Sorry,
Jacob.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, that I bet he wishes he never made that movie. I bet he does. I bet
when
if
he was at
him,
Fan Fest, I think he did. Like getting like the finger from fans in photo ops and doing.
Yeah.
Like that's awesome.
Was that really happening?
That
somebody
happened.
Did that,
somebody,
yeah.
Somebody
we
did it.
It
was kind of like
happened.
I think it was like a joke thing when it was kind of like. I mean,
yeah,
here's
but
the thing.
That's not a joke though.
Like, that's so shitty.
I've been doing. So I'm putting together this YouTube video. Should be ready in the next couple weeks. Well, I'm doing like this history of Ghostbusters Afterlife series of videos, and I'm doing a lot of research. And I mean, it'll be a little fluffy. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm trying to get them YouTube clicks. I'm trying to be the next Michael Mercer. namaste, Ghostbusters fans. But Ryan, I kind of want to throw to you on this. Like, you know, in doing the research, one of the things I'm doing is combing through all of the Sony hacked emails and kind of trying to put together the narrative of
how. What do you think of my resume? Pretty good, eh?
Is it in there?
No, it wouldn't be. It's the hack happened after.
Oh, yeah.
Or before.
But Ryan, whatever. I mean, just, you know, you worked on Answer the Call. That's what you did.
I did.
You worked on that movie. Yeah. And like, I know we can't go into a whole lot of detail, but.
Do you want some crew gear?
I knew it was coming.
Hey, is it safe to say that things between the studio and between, when I say the studio, you know, I'm talking about Amy Pascal, and, you know, she was the one who hired Paul Feig. And I mean, here's the facts. They went essentially behind Ivan's back and got that movie made with, he was not happy about it. And he was not happy about the direction of it. But it kind of moved along where it was kind of like you got to be on board at this point. So is it safe to say there was tension throughout the making of that movie, Ryan?
Yeah, and I can't quite pinpoint it. There's some stuff I obviously don't want to talk about.
Right.